Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current events in life scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. Before we get into our subject for today, let me make a brief comment about the role of pastors, gospel ministers, because the world underestimates the wisdom and the spiritual authority given to these shepherds called by God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he, Jesus Christ, gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to build up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. God raises up pastors to bring you to spiritual maturity, to teach you. Or how about this promise to Israel? Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. All the godly born-again pastors that I know, no matter what the size of their church, who have spent decades studying and teaching the Word of God and working with people, have more practical wisdom and insight than all the politicians and the pundits and the journalists and the editorialists. So although the world doesn't recognize these unsung heroes, these pastors, they will all tell you what's really going on. They have the right emphasis. Don't discount these men merely because they just have a seminary degree rather than a degree in political science or modern psychology or business. The knowledge of God is the foundation of all wisdom. Well, the topic for today is about deception. You and I are being played by the world, the flesh, and the devil, especially in these last days. And a verse I'll eventually get to is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. And the recent news stories that again remind us of the widespread deceptions in our multimedia culture are the recent media coverages of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York State. Now, I say recent media coverage, not recent news stories, because all of these stories about Cuomo were out last year. But now the media is spreading these stories. Last summer, Governor Cuomo passed an executive emergency order requiring nursing homes to take COVID patients, which of course resulted in the massive infections and the deaths of elderly people in nursing homes. When that story was first reported by conservative media in the early summer of 2020, everyone with any common sense realized Governor Cuomo wasn't doing that great of a job. You know, the federal government had set up thousands of beds for COVID patients at the Javis Center, and they were empty. There was also a Navy ship in port ready to receive patients, but those beds were empty. And within a few weeks, because of disuse, the feds packed up and left. These patients did not need to be sent to the nursing homes. Now, last summer, Governor Cuomo was giving lengthy news conferences every day. For most of us watching his pontifications, it was quite pompous and boring. But in November, the TV industry awarded Cuomo an Emmy for his daily briefing. Now, that was really strange, because an Emmy is given for being an actor, being able to portray something that you're not and doing a good job at it. So if Governor Cuomo had any sense in this regard, he would have refused that award, because receiving an actor's award for doing politics is bad PR. Also, at the same time last summer, the media was fawning all over Cuomo, even talking about the possibility of a future presidential run. And Cuomo's approval ratings were very high. There must have been a reason why the media was constantly reporting Cuomo's approval ratings. It wasn't because it was newsworthy. The media operates as a kingmaker. They will prop you up or they will take you down. The fact that Cuomo's approval ratings were high was due to the media making it so. The people were responding to the surveys according to how the media was portraying the governor. It certainly wasn't the other way around. That the governor was popular, so the media was paying attention to him. No, the media was paying attention to him to make him popular. And it was almost as if the media was running these popularity surveys not to discover how well this politician was doing, but to discover how well they were doing in promoting this particular politician. Don't underestimate the political agenda of the media. Now, there are a number of different ways you can break this down, but six corporations control 90% of the news media in America. And there are 15 billionaires who own and control almost all news in America. Does that mean there's collusion? Well, watch ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN on any given night, and they all give the exact same news story. That doesn't happen by coincidence. Together, they choose what they're going to talk about and how they're going to spin the story. And remember, last fall, James O'Keefe, with his Project Veritas, secretly recorded the morning staff meetings at CNN. And this is exactly what we expected. The journalists and the writers all talked about the stories they would talk about and the stories that they would bury, all to create public perceptions against Trump and Republicans. So realize that the media is not reporting the news. It's trying to shape the news. A couple of months ago, one of Rush Limbaugh's fill-ins, it might have been Jason Lewis or Todd Herman or Ken Matthews, I can't remember, but he shared that when he was a politician in Washington, the media came to him and said, if you leak stories to us, we will make sure that we will bury every bad story about you. We will protect you. And I have no doubt that this is how it works. Because when I was working in a congressional campaign, when we were in Washington, we had people show up saying that if we played their game, they would see that our candidate would win. And so my eyes were opened as to how Washington and the media work. So back to Governor Cuomo. In October, Cuomo released a book about himself, American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from COVID-19. Subtitle, How to Be a Totalitarian, Take Away from People Personal Responsibility and Treat People Like Children. No, I just made that up. But, you know, the book did come across as quite egotistical. The COVID crisis wasn't even over, and he's writing a book about his success. And here's something to note. When a politician writes a book about himself, he is most likely running for a higher office. If you plan to run for president, they will tell you, you have to write a book about yourself. You have to create a story or a narrative about yourself. Hillary Clinton did this. Barack Obama did this before running for office. So just realize the real reason politicians publish books and get these huge advancements to write books about themselves. So Cuomo was riding high with media support. Then all of a sudden, in January, right after Biden takes office, the media turns on the governor. The main news channels were reporting on Cuomo's nursing home scandals. The fact that his staff covered up the nursing home death numbers. The media knew about this all along, but now they were reporting it. Then all of a sudden, the media started reporting on women who have been sexually propositioned by the governor. I believe it's up to 5 now. But why now? Because before, these women kept silent, knowing that the media wouldn't care about their stories. But now the media is willing to give them a voice. So here's my point. if you're the typical John Q. public, and you hear these stories about Cuomo now being reported daily, and you think that the media has now discovered these stories and are now doing their job in reporting the news and exposing corruption, if you believe that, you're a simple-minded chump. You're exactly what the media wants you to be. You're part of the majority of low-information voters. The media has known all along that Cuomo messed up in his nursing home policy. They have known that he's a womanizer. They have known that his management style is terrible. He's a bully. And knowing these things, they knew that they could take him out whenever they wanted. The media turned on the governor because they wanted to take him out for some other reason. Someone at the top said, take out Governor Cuomo. Start a series of negative reports on him, build the stories, then throw in accusations of sexual harassment, and then after about 3 weeks, start asking other legislators if Cuomo should resign. Make the story the pressure to resign, make the story falling popularity in the polls. Cuomo is not losing political support because of what he has done. And it's not because he's a womanizer or because of his nursing home debacle. He is losing support because someone gave the order for the media to turn on him. Now, I've been fishing around to try and figure out what's going on here. Some people think that it might have something to do with the Democrats wanting to sabotage his presidential aspirations because they have someone else in mind. It could be because de Blasio, who doesn't like Cuomo, had his friends in the New York City media establishment turn on Cuomo. Or it could be that someone else wants to become the governor of New York State and is pulling strings to make it so. I don't know. We don't know. But be sure that this is really about political power, not about the media doing its job of policing corruption. Now, some conservatives are rejoicing in the exposure of Cuomo. They believe the main story here is that the media is finally doing its job and the proud Cuomo is finally receiving his comeuppance. Or the story is that people will finally turn on these lockdown governors, Newsom, Murphy, Whitmer, Cuomo. And trust me, I don't feel sorry for the governor. But all that's just a sub-story. I believe the bigger story is that we're all being played by the media. That the same media that idolized the governor last summer can now demonize the governor. The media is making heroes of villains and villains of heroes whenever they want. There is great deception in this world, and the social leaders of this world are promoting it, regardless of whether it's planned or unplanned. Did you hear the story reported by Patrick Byrne, former CEO of Overstock.com? A local shredding company was called to shred ballots in Georgia. The owner of the shredding company realized that these were ballots, so he called the Trump campaign investigation team. Patrick Byrne was on that team. They showed up and found all sorts of evidence of election fraud. The FBI got wind of this, showed up, took over the investigation, and had all of the material shredded. Is that story true? Can it be verified? Well, we'll never know because that story will never be investigated or reported by the media. If the media decided to run with that story, they would pound Washington and the FBI for weeks until questions were answered and people were fired. But those who are controlling the media did not want that narrative out there. Did you hear the story that there was found in the dumpster of the Arizona Maricopa Board of Electors shredded ballots? After the Arizona State Senate got a court order for the election board to hand over materials. Or did you hear the story about the 6,000 illegal immigrants crossing into America every day? Or the stories about the recent BLM riots and burnings in many cities? No, because we're being played by the media. The media is choosing the stories they want you to hear to shape your worldview, to make you think what they think is important is important, to make you think that the issue is the thing that they're talking about. But all of this deception is bigger than just the media. The media just represents the prevailing ideology of the world, the social leaders. It's the whole world in its fallen condition. It is the totality of the unsaved mind that's creating the lie, the wrong worldview, the wrong emphasis, the wrong narrative. That is the whole spiritual lesson in the Cuomo story. I mean, we can look at all sorts of other examples, but I just share that one little story because it's just one tiny, tiny example to awaken us to how we're being manipulated. The Bible continually warns us that the world in every age is out to deceive us. The spirit of the age is always wrong. And I hope you haven't missed that constantly repeated emphasis in Scripture. 1 John 2:26. These things I've written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. 2 John 7, for many deceivers have gone out into the world. Titus 1:10, for there are many rebellious men, empty talkers and deceivers. 1 Timothy 4:2, the hypocrisy of liars. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Ephesians 4:14, don't be carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray. Romans 16:18. By their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the innocent. Mark chapter 8, verse 15. And he, Jesus, gave them orders, saying, watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And Matthew 24:24, false Christs and false prophets will arise. We must be aware that there are narratives all around us that are lies. And coming to that realization is one of the first steps toward Christ and salvation. Realizing that the world and our own fleshly minds and lusts have lied to us. We're being played. And there's an unseen demonic element in all this. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Satan is out there using his people to fill minds with entertainments and political stories and intellectual philosophies and movements to draw us away from the truth. The real explanation for what's happening, why we're here, what's the best way to live, and where we're going. And notice how much of this work is accredited to Satan. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Now, last week I did an exposition of the first three verses of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I want to continue this by looking at chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. The exposition of this text I'm just going to have to leave for my extended YouTube version of this program. But notice, in chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, the additional information Paul gives us about the coming worldwide apostasy and the coming Antichrist. Of all that Paul could have said about this coming event, what does he write? 2 Thessalonians 2:9, that is the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. What is the major emphasis here? Whenever you study the Bible, before you get caught up in all of the details, step back and ask yourself, what's the big picture? What is being said? What's not being said? And the key lesson we are to know about the end of this age is the deception. Deception will permeate the world in the last days. Verse 9, false wonders. Verse 10, with all deception of wickedness. not just some deception, but all stops will be pulled. And verse 11, a deluding influence, so they might believe what is false. This is the word, the Greek word, pseudos, used in verse 9 and verse 10, which means fake. This is the ultimate fake news. The reign of the Antichrist and the whole world condition at the end of this age will be all about fake news. The people of this world will be played, and they will love it so. Because as the text gives reason, they do not love the truth, they love the lie. The lie fits their lust, their pride, their greed, their desire for power and affirmation. And again, this is so much bigger than this story about Governor Cuomo being taken down by the media. That's just one little example to help us wake up to see how much we're being played by the world. You know, especially in this age of electronic mass media, flashing images on screens, talking points, censorship, deepfake. So here is the gospel invitation in all this. One of the evidences that God gives us to authenticate the truth of Scripture, the truth of God, is fulfilled prophecy. It's no coincidence that Jesus' birth, his life, his death, his resurrection were prophesied centuries before his arrival. It's by prophecy that we know we have not followed cunningly devised fables. 2 Peter chapter 1. So if you have an unbelieving friend who is unconvinced, ask him if he will at least believe when the Antichrist comes on the scene and the apocalypse begins. Maybe that will put a bee in his bonnet. But there's another aspect of the prophetic word that we often miss. Moral prophecy. The reason I came to Christ, as far as what God used in my mind, is that when I heard the Scripture's moral evaluation of man, I knew it was true. The Scriptures prophesied that there was evil in this world, and that evil would continue to grow worse and worse, and practically I knew that was true. It was prophetically being fulfilled. That was what I was experiencing. I saw evil in the world. I saw it in my friends, in my school, and within me. And C.S. Lewis, the great 20th century scholar who came to Christ, came through that way. He realized that there could not be this moral battle. There could not be good or evil. There could not be a moral conscience if we were all just accidents of nature. There had to be a moral lawgiver. Man had to be a spiritual being. And life had to be about reconnecting with this moral being, our Creator, on the basis of faith and repentance. Now, if your eyes have been opened and God has granted you the gift of faith, you can be saved by believing or receiving the truth of Christ. This is what God requires of all those who will be granted citizenship in his eternal kingdom, that we acknowledge and confess the truth and repudiate the lie. This is simply a moral decision that you're a sinner, you have failed, God had to pay the price for your sins, and you want to be on God's side. That's all God is requiring, that you accept the truth, that you accept him. So I hope you see the evil, the lies of this world, the evil in yourself, and come to Christ. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, may what you're allowing to transpire in this world lead many to faith in you, and we know that that is your plan. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.